Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We will get to the worst idea ever, I promise you, because it is an idea that we have to question seriously. But the other thing that we need to know right now is, can we be happy? Now, Kevin, I brought up the John Krasinski stuff earlier of some good news, and I love the fact that you immediately had some good news stories for us. That's awesome.
Hey, I got two more for you.
All right.
It's actually just, I would encourage people to go check this out again. You know, we talked about the Athletes for Relief website. I absolutely hit that up and put in my donations for two different items to be entered into the raffle. So you guys
should you say which the two are or no?
Yes, it is the Klingberg Winter Classic jersey, of course, because that's amazing. And then the other one probably won't surprise you. It's a 1991 Duke National Championship Letterman jacket from Jay Billis.
Gosh.
I'm all about that.
I want to let you know that based on what you just told me, I too will be entering raffle tickets for both of those items so that I win them and you don't.
Okay, but you would keep the Klingberg one. The other one, you would do this awful like Facebook Live video of you cutting it up or setting it on fire.
I would sell it to Nui Scruggs, who is a UNC alum, and I would just let him do whatever he wants to do with it. So our good friend Nui Scruggs over at Channel 5.
Not terrible can it be. It's for charity.
Okay. I guess, damn it. I guess that's true, Reggie.
Yeah, Kevin,
fair enough.
Why do you hate charity?
Good luck, Nui.
All right. So that is awesome, Kevin. And Kevin, and one more time, what is that website?
It is athletes.org. Athletesrelief.org.
And I believe
athletes
it's like
starts with an A.
That is true.
I believe it's $25, and that'll enter you into raffles for there are tons of items.
Yeah,
so
you
go
can
check
pick.
It out. The other thing, though, is, and I think this kind of goes along with that a little bit, Carly Lloyd just got a new car. Now, Kevin, do you know what kind of car this was?
It's a VW Atlas. So,
okay.
So she posted on Twitter, "Thank you at VW for my new ride. Loving the new 2020 Atlas Cross Sport. Proud to be part of the hashtag VW family." And so, you know, seems fairly innocuous, but because she's a famous person, and this is kind of how it goes with famous people, when she posted this yesterday, her social media feed got blown up and it became a story of people have said, quote, "This is in poor taste," quote, "This is tone deaf," and things like that, because obviously the country, the world is struggling and suffering, and people, not all the people, I'm just saying, like a loud portion of the people said, "This is tone deaf. I can't believe this. People can't eat. People can't blah, 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 blah." So are you not allowed to enjoy the things happening in your life? Should you just not take them to social media? Or is this just people who are going to complain about whatever? Like, what's y'all's take on this? On Autoflex Leasing Fantex 877-881-1053, what is your take on this?
It's a good question, because I feel like in these times, like, we all are trying to look for something that makes us happy, right? Like, there's whatever it is, we're all trying to find that, you know, that one thing that kind of takes our mind off of something or something like that. And I also wonder if all the people that are going after her are also crediting her for any other service that she's done. Like, are they giving her any credit for any time she's spent helping people in the past and any of the other things that she's done throughout her life? And even maybe even recently, her and the U.S. women's team have done some other things to help out. So I don't know that for sure, but if you're gonna kill somebody for something, don't you have to give them credit for other things too? And does that not balance it out?
That does not seem quite like the way the culture works at times, and the feedback's already rolling in. And I guess I might disagree with this a little bit from the 214. Not the first part. I do think it's tone deaf. Fair enough. People are losing their jobs and celebrities are posting videos of their surfing in their mansions or vacation homes. I get that part. I guess I thought it was a little different that she got a car. You know, like, I didn't quite think that was the same as I just bought this $10 million mansion. But I appreciate the feedback. And so here's somebody who says, you know, I think it's tone deaf. And from another 214, I don't give an S about all the celebrities buying this stuff. They need to stop posting these videos. So early on, it does seem like people are maybe thinking it is tone deaf.
I think this is really tough because we want to know everything about celebrities slash athletes. We want them to post and we want them to be social, right? I mean, we've been told over the weekend, hey, you know, we'd love if you guys post more on social media because there's a lot of bad things going on where people are losing jobs and losing money and it stinks. I mean, I think we're starting to get personally affected by this, where we know friends and family that have possibly lost jobs or lost situations like that. But then when those celebrities slash athletes then keep posting, now we're getting mad at them for sharing what's going on in their life. And so I feel like this is really tough, and that's why, you know, it's a tough decision for celebrities and athletes, not only right now, but maybe forever. Like, maybe it's best for me not to ever post on social media and just to stay off of it. But then people will be like, well, Mike Trout, he's the face of baseball, and he doesn't post things on social media, and he's not out there being like the face of things. And then if he posts right now that he's in his probably multi-million dollar house working off of the tee, or his wife is throwing soft toss to him so he can get in swings or get in workouts or something like that. Oh yeah, man, that makes me feel better that you have a $10 million house in California right now that you're working out in. Like, it's like, what do I do for the public? The public's either going to be mad at me because I don't post anything, or they're going to be mad at me because I post and I have things.
And what's tough about what adds to that dilemma is that, like, the athlete class at this point, they're fairly young, right? Like, athletes are always going to be pretty young. But when you look at the age range of athletes at this point, a lot of them have grown up with social media, where this is how what they know. And the general public that uses social media uses it a specific type of way, where a lot of their life is broadcast on social media. So, like, if they are going to do what their contemporaries are doing, it's going to be broadcast in their life, and, like, especially your wins in life. And one of those wins for a lot of us, hey, look, I just got a new car. I want to share this with you guys.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's pretty tough to then hold them to a different account in that way. But also, when you were reading this, Kevin, one thing that came to mind was, as you're reading it, I was waiting for you to say hashtag ad, because it did strike me as like something where, you know, kind of like a native advertising situation, yeah, where maybe Volkswagen in this time where they're trying to get people to still buy cars.
You think that helps kind of ramp up the anger over it? Cause they're like, oh, you got a free car, which I do not believe is the case. And so, yeah, there is none of that. So I do not believe it was one of those situations. So she literally bought a new car. And, you know, Corey, I'm really curious because I've started to kind of think about this too. And I don't know. And I wanted to know, like, how far down the road this goes, because, you know, we've talked, especially off air, about Jess and I getting married in June, even though she does not like the jokes I've made where I was like, well, that's not actually going to happen, right? And so she does not care for that joke. But, like,
you all walked in the rain together. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Right?
She was like, hey, let's post this picture.
Do you like pina coladas?
Okay. We're not getting into that. But, you know, I was a little hesitant because there are lots of, I guess, fun and celebratory things along the way. And I feel a little bit odd. And I know when she, like, gets her dress, like, the adjustments made and all that, like, she might want to post about it. And I know she, like, are people going to get mad at any positive post at this time? So, and they're like, I'm glad you're so happy I lost my job today. You know, like, I'm just trying to figure that out.
If there is anything that I've learned about social media that I've always taken as a viewer, because I think a lot of people can get very depressed by looking at what other people are going through, especially if you're in a downtime. And the reason I know that is because, you know, I've seen Adrian going through and watching, you know, a child, because we're in part of a Hope for HIE group, and so, you know, some kids, the parents are posting what their kids are going through. They're all very closely related to what Lucy's going through, the hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. That's what HIE is, and so they all have that in some way, shape, or form. And sometimes you'll see a kid that's doing a lot better. And all of a sudden, now you're looking at it going, hold on, why is my kid not, what am I not doing for my kid in order for them to get better? So for, I've seen Adrian suffer some depression from that because she's fighting so hard for Lucy. And then all of a sudden it pops up and she's not doing quite as well as we expect her to be. So, Kevin, the one thing that I saw, though, a mom posting there was social media is most of the time your highlights. Like, it's sure. The highlight reel. Sure. It's all the good things that you're going through because you don't want to put something out there that is just like, man, look at how crappy my life. Look at how crappy of a person I am. You don't want that to be out there. You right. want more ideas of, hey, here's what's going on. So if you're a viewer of social media and you're upset that somebody got something good, you're just being a troll at that point. And that's the problem for me, is because I don't look at it in that manner.
And how much of this actually, I mean, and to kind of relate it to something that we saw very recently in the crosstalk, Kevin, you were talking about how you kind of took out your anger on RJ there because of something else that you were dealing with. How much of this is just people being like, this is a place where I can take out my anger, and this is a person that's far enough away from me that I don't feel like bad for taking out some of my anger here.
You know what? And that's an interesting point, because, and this interaction has clearly stuck with me for the last 24 hours. One of our last segments yesterday, we brought up the stimulus or something like that. And I said, I just don't understand some of the people who were like, well, you know, $1,200, that's not helpful. And I thought, okay, it's not helpful at all. Like, I get it's not helpful all the way, but I think it's odd that people aren't like, hey, $1,200 is better than zero. Like, I'm surprised more people weren't saying that. And this person texted in and lit me up over the span of, I mean, it was like 8 or 9 messages. And they're like, you dumb MF pizza. And like, they just like all the curse words. And they're like, of course you think that because you're working and you don't care about the average person and blah. Like, I'm not a fairly average person. That is silly, first of all. And they're like, you haven't been affected. I mean, y'all just brought it up. People you know have been affected. I talked about this 2 weeks ago. My sister lost her job. My mom is a pet sitter. You really think a lot of people are going on vacation and stuff right now? So she doesn't have her steady stream of income. So but that person went off on me and said that they couldn't work right now, and I had no idea what it was like for people. Like, the two of the closest people in my life do not have their normal income stream right now because of this. So just because I'm still working, and so you might be right, is like people are taking out their other aggressions because of stuff like that. It's a fascinating outcome.
I saw this tweet today, actually retweeted, and I think it's kind of really fits this segment well. And it says, there are three of you. There is a person you think you are. There is the person others think you are. And there is the person God knows you are. And who are we performing for? So when it comes to stuff like this and people that we don't know, and even some of the people that we do know, say you should be this or you should be that, should we just trying to be the people that the world thinks we should be, or should we try to be the person that God knows that we are
and how
who
many
he created us to be?
But how many people follow that second part? Like, I'm just saying, like,
look,
how many
I try to, and I fall short of it, unfortunately.
And I think for so many people in the short term, they're shooting for that first goal. Like, what can I do for the rest to like put on this appearance for the rest of the world?
This is one of the reasons, guys, I really only use social media to do super contradictory, divisive things, like,
oh dear,
make claims that orange and yellow Gatorade are the best and everybody should just shut up.
Absolutely incorrect.
You should just get out if you don't love orange and yellow Gatorade. And that just caused the biggest stir of the weekend, Kevin. People were furious about that. That and the Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
It's because you're an elitist and you don't understand the plight of the average human
How
being,
can
Corey.
Orange and yellow be elitist? That is as basic as it gets when it comes to Gatorade.
You know, I've lived quite some time, and I don't believe I've ever heard an elitist-based Gatorade conversation. So I really would like to pick this
up.
That's
what the Can-See Masterpiece brings to you.
Maybe the elitist-based Gatorade is the tea-flavored one they had way back in the day. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, man. Never forget.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.